Hello and welcome to Chapel Chat, a podcast engaging questions of how life meets faith, warts and all, both in our own faith community here at Ladue Chapel and our community at large in St. Louis. I am Dieter Heinzel, one of the pastors at Ladue Chapel Presbyterian Church in St. Louis, Missouri, and I'm your host today on this journey. You can find out more about us, if you'd like, on our website at ladueschapel.org, or you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And of course, we'd love for you to join us in worship on Sunday mornings. Or if you are still not comfortable for in-person worship, you can worship with us online, live stream. You can find us on Facebook or YouTube. I'm here today with Courtney Chandler. Courtney is our Director of Faith Formation and Family Ministry. And we want to talk a little bit about the kiddos and families today and how that impacts our ministry here at Ladue Chapel. So I'm curious, Courtney, and of course, everybody is probably tired about hearing of about COVID now, but it's still very much a reality for us, and it certainly has impacted our families and our kids, probably most of all, since especially the little ones have not been able to be vaccinated yet. And so it's been a real challenge, I know, for you and for your ministry with families and children. And so this is year two. And right now, I know you're working on our Christmas pageant with the kids. And again, it looks a little different than usual. And I was wondering if you can talk to us a little bit about that.
Sure. So with COVID and everything that has happened, we have had to totally shift the way that we have done ministry, which has been, and sometimes exciting and fun, and at other times very overwhelming, as you know as well, Dieter. So last year, we decided that we would record a Christmas pageant and have it out there for families to view online, since we were not meeting in person at all. And what we learned from that was that people really loved it. They loved seeing their children, and they would share it with family and friends near and far. And so you had grandparents who could watch and people who couldn't travel who were able to watch their family members as a part of this ministry. And so we decided with the vaccinations not being available yet for the youngest ones that we would do this again this year, change it up a little bit and make it a little more creative in some ways. And so we're working on that. We have our youngest, I think, is 8 weeks old that's going to be in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we put a little lamb hat on her, so she's a little sheep. And the oldest we have participating is one of our college students who came home for Thanksgiving, and he's a theater major and came home and is our narrator and did a phenomenal job. So I cannot wait to see all of this put together. Never did I imagine when I entered into ministry about 20 years ago that we would have to know how to direct in this way and to do videos and basically kind of add movie making to our job skill. But it works. And I think it's going to be really exciting. And it's an exciting opportunity for our children to be able to not only share their gifts and talents, but it helps them to learn the story and to be able to articulate that story, because the more they hear it, the more they can share it with others.
Yeah. So you said you never imagined you would be a filmmaker when you when you started out in your ministry. But I do know that you are a theater major, so you mm-hmm. have a theater background. So some of it has got to come natural for you, I would imagine.
Yes, some of it does. It's a little different doing it behind a camera. I would say that when I was a theater major in college, I didn't share with people that deep down I always knew I had this calling to ministry, and found myself trying to figure out how do the two go together, and it didn't really take me very long to figure it out. When you're working especially with children and youth, and you're directing and you're writing scripts, because let's face it, a lot of the scripts that you find out there aren't that great. So I like to write a lot of my own and to put my own spin on things and to help young people learn how to be able to do those things. I think one of the great things about theater is that there's something for everyone. Even if you don't want to get up and say a line, You can be someone in the background. You could be someone who helps come up with costumes. There's just something for everyone. So it really becomes a group effort and teamwork, and it builds this beautiful community. And I think that's what the church is in a lot of ways, that we all have different gifts and skills that we use. And so why not put that into this creative use to be able to help our children, to be able to articulate their faith and to learn their stories? The being behind a camera is not my gift, but I'm getting better at it. It's taking some time to learn how to use that GoPro. And who knows, if we still do this next year, maybe we'll invest in some sort of really great camera and I'll be really great at this. And I say that jokingly, maybe someone else will come and record it for me. Oh, we do this next year.
Yeah, boy, I sure hope that we don't have, you know, a year three of this. I mean, yes. It's been challenging as it were for 2 years now. But I think what you're saying is really resonates with me too, because we don't just tell the story of Christmas and tell the story of Jesus. But what's really great about the Christmas pageant is that all of a sudden the kids don't just hear the story, but they are part of the story. Mm-hmm. So they're right in the middle of it and they experience it in a very different way. So they don't just hear it, but they act it out. They enact it. It's an incarnational way of doing things. So maybe we should have our adults act out their own Christmas story at some point, you know, and have them experience, maybe remember some of their childhood, or also put themselves in the story. So quite often I would ask people when I meet with somebody for a pastoral care conversation, I would ask them, where do you see yourself in the story, or which character are you in the story? So if I were to ask you, you know, about that, so what character would you be in the Christmas story?
My first thought is always the donkey, and then I laugh. That's just my sense of humor. You know, it's interesting because for years I have portrayed the angel in the Christmas story. And I did that even after college. I went home 1 year for Christmas and had to do the angel 1 year on Christmas Eve. And so there is something about that. I don't think that I'm an angel per se, but I say that and I laugh and I blush. But I do think that there is something about the sharing the good news and being able to proclaim the good news, that there has been this wonderful, mysterious, miraculous thing that has happened. And I think that we do that every day in our job, that we, our calling is to share that good news. And so that's part of what we do, and to help others to be able to share that good news as well, because I think the angel goes and they share the good news with the shepherds, then the shepherds go and they share the good news. And I think it all started with just that little nudge that they get. So I like to think that I'm the angel in the sky looking over the sheep. That would be me.
Well, it was kind of cool. I remember you did that the first time, I think, the year before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in Fireside Room for that. And the kiddos were all, you know, they were on the floor. They were rolling around and they were having a good time. But when you came as the angel, I mean, their eyes were just wide. And all of a sudden, they stopped what they were doing and they were really paying attention to you proclaiming the good news as this angel. So I think it's a very powerful thing. And I'm glad that that you enjoyed doing this, because I think I would make a lousy angel. And you know, my gray hair is just not, or my white hair by now, it's more Santa Claus than angel. So yeah.
You were one of the magi. Yeah. One of the wise ones.
The unwise ones. Yes. So what, in a perfect world, what would you envision for this Christmas pageant to be in 2022, a year from now, when we hopefully don't do this online anymore, but when we can all be together in person and when we can have the kids all together in the same room again? Do you have something in mind that you would say, this is what I'd love to do?
I would love to have them be able to do this as a part of worship. And I know we say not to be online, but we are live streaming. So it would still give the opportunity for them to be able to be seen, but it would not require as much trying to plan and organize and recording. It would be really nice for them to be able to do it live, because one of the things that people don't get to see when you're recording are all of the sweet, silly, kind of funny, just organic things that the children do, because we tend to cut some of those and put in the better quality, I guess, recording. But I think that that's the part that just really makes it. And I know sometimes people struggle with children and worship and doing those things, but I'm always reminded that Jesus was born a baby and was a child. And I just think it's magical and wonderful that our children can participate in this way. Dieter, I like what you said about the adults doing something. I think that would be great fun. I've had some thoughts for years about writing a script based on Old Testament scriptures. That could be a lot of fun for some of our adults one day.
Well, and I think, first of all, I really like moving the children's pageant into worship, mm-hmm. because so far we have always separated it, you know, two different spaces, mm-hmm. and so it was not part of worship when it really is the story that we're telling at mm-hmm. Christmas. But if we did the pageant in the sanctuary, then you could actually have the adults participate because they're already there. So, you know, where are they going to go? So
they don't have a choice.
That's right.
You will wear this halo.
Yes, they will have to put. But I think that still would be a wonderful way for all ages. It would be a great intergenerational event for all ages to participate, for sure.
I think so, too. So one of the traditions that Ladue Chapel has that I have never witnessed anywhere else is with Epiphany and the kings coming in, and it's adults dressed and coming in and singing. And I love the thought that we can still bring some of those theatrical, artsy ways into worship at times, because I think that that's just one of the many ways in which we learn and we grow is through the arts and through the use of that. I think God was a creative entity, and so we are created to be creative as well. So why not use that in our worship space as well at times? So
sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Sorry. That's
No, that's great. That's great. Well, thank you so much, Courtney, for being with us today.
And you're welcome.
It's going to be really fun to see the movie.
Yes.
Year two, and hopefully next year then again in person. So thanks again. And thank you all for listening today, and check in with us next time. Blessings.